On this Christmas Day, we've opened some of the gifts that you sent us in the form of emails to the program. Melissa Block's interview with illustrator Christopher Bing about his new edition of Little Black Sambo generated many comments, several of them like this from Elaine Mills of Kansas City, Missouri. It is time to restore Sambo to his place of honor as one of the great childhood heroes, she writes. Growing up in the early 50s in a small Colorado town, I had no idea that the name Sambo was used as a racial slur. Sambo to me meant a very brave and adventuresome boy. The boy that I adored outsmarted big and ferocious tigers and ended up with a motherload of jackpots, endless stacks of pancakes smeared with creamy butter. I didn't hear the term Sambo used in a derogatory manner until much later when I became involved with the civil rights movement. I'm glad that there is a new edition of this wonderful story. Well, other listeners, including Ivy Kenyanjui of Redmond, Washington, disagreed. I was appalled to hear Christopher Bing defend his reinterpretation of Little Black Sambo by claiming that there are no other such stories featuring young heroines or heroes of color. The title of the book is offensive. The message behind the original writing was not at all flattering, and Mr. Bing needs to come up with a better rationale for his work. A couple of you wrote in to correct Bob Mondello, who misspoke in a summary of holiday movies in yesterday's program, when he referred to the current film The Last Samurai as The Seven Samurai. Perhaps it was wishful thinking on Bob's part. Patricia Naiman's report on the complications of delivering emergency medical services brought this comment from Bruce Beeland of Sacramento, California. I was particularly struck by the apparent naivete of Dr. Higgins's comment that all that is needed is a big infusion of cash into the system. Mr. Beeland writes, my observation, after serving for the last 13 years as an attorney for California's Medicaid program, is that any increases in hospital reimbursement will typically be applied to things other than providing greater access to care for needy citizens. It is much more likely that any increased revenues will be applied to stock dividends and executive compensation. And Paul Dubowie of Vicksburg, Mississippi, had this to say about our review of a holiday music classic by the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Who is Michelle Mercer, and how can she do a piece on a Charlie Brown Christmas, especially the music, and not even mention the theme song? Good grief! I still walk around every Christmas singing. Boom, 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 da 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 da.
You can send us your comments, but you don't have to sing them. Our email address is atc@npr.org. And please don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.